Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 18, we were taught that if we don't walk with God and seek to resist the devil, we can be deceived by a lying spirit. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I remember in Micaiah's day among the prophets. Remember there were 400 prophets that prophesied and told Ahab when they were talking about should we go to war or not. And there the righteous king of Judah was there with him, Jeroboam. And he's saying, boy, I don't know if I should go or not. And Jeroboam is there a prophet of God, you know, and they bring these 400 guys out, and they say, oh, go, you're going to have victory and all this. And then for some reason or other, and Jeroboam never catches on to it, but Jeroboam is troubled. He says, do you have any other prophets besides these? Something in Jeroboam's spirit told him, there's something wrong with these men that are called men of God, that are called prophets of God. I don't have peace. He said, you have anybody else? And King Ahab said, oh, this guy Micaiah, he's locked up because he never says anything good about me. And we got a lot of in our fundamental churches now. They're saying that somebody like Micaiah, he's just an angry man. He's a bad preacher. He's a bad Christian. He's, you know, why do they get upset over the Micaiahs, but not the 400 prophets of God that are lying, that are false, that are wrong? Makes you wonder, does it not? Maybe they love this present world, and so they depart from the apostles. Now, if you walk with God, though, this is going to happen. Well, Micaiah comes out, he tells the truth. One of the prophets of God slaps him in the face. King Ahab says, put him on bread and water, and I come back, we'll deal with him. I like Micaiah's answer. He's so trusting, and he knows God's word is sure. He knows God's word is so sure, and he said, well, King, if you come back, then my prophecy was wrong. But it's God's prophecy, not mine, so you're not coming back. You need to know that you are not coming back. And Ahab didn't. But the point I want to make is that if you don't walk with God, if you don't resist the devil, if you don't meditate in and obey his word and seek to be holy and acceptable in his sight, you too, I don't care if you are a preacher, here was 400 preachers in Micaiah's day, you too can be deceived by a lying spirit, especially about spiritual matters. Especially if you have an emotional-based religion. Ephesians 6:12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now that sounds like militancy, doesn't it? A militant fundamentalist, he wrestles against those devil spirits. But they wrestle against him too. But the spirits wrestle with the men that don't capitulate and compromise. And one of the things that when the men do begin to compromise and capitulate, the spirit of lying comes into their lips, and all of a sudden, they're spitting out the lies of Satan. Well, this is what you got to do to win them. Oh, you know, there are many roads to heaven and other such filthy lies that they say. Now, we've seen so far then that you have the spirit of jealousy, the spirit of wrath, the spirit of fear, the spirit of lying. And then in verses 20 through 27, there's the spirit of deceit. It appeals to your pride. In those verses, David had the opportunity to become the king's son-in-law. And sometimes when the world sets you up and says, we're going to do this for you, there is an ulterior motive. They're hoping David will be killed. And anytime you incorporate any of these things in the Lord's work, whether it's jealousy motivated or something that leads to wrath, fear, or things you put to use to intimidate, lying, deceit, you use those things to get God's work done, then that work is not of the Lord. And if there's an increase, it's a vain increase. It is not of God. And so we need to understand that. So yes, there are literal devil spirits, and Christians often don't recognize them, and we must wrestle against them. Now, so often we've told Christians, a demon cannot indwell you. And that is true. They cannot indwell your new nature. But understand, Paul had the messenger of Satan against him, a thorn in the flesh, and that had to be brought about by Satan working on the inside. How does Satan get to work with discouragement, depression, and things of that nature? He has to work inside your mind. So he works that old sinful nature you still have. What about Job? Job had boils from head to toe, and that was Satan that did it. Satan had to be inside his body to do the chemical reaction that would bring those things up. Yet, Satan cannot indwell the new nature. Therefore, you can wrestle against him and his cohorts. Now, do you think that when Saul's trying to kill David, when he does these different things, you think David doesn't notice? He could do something. But there's another truth that we again see that seems to govern David's life. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. Romans 12:19. Evidently, David decided, well, God's word is good, and he's going to stick by it. When we get to verse 30, we'll see that David is a man of integrity. He maintains how a man is supposed to act as a Christian, even if fellow Christians mistreat him. As all the things that we'll see that Saul does in this chapter and other chapters that follow. Have you ever heard this saying? Every man has his price. Seems to have a measure of truth as we observe the conduct and character of those in the world around us. Regardless of one's religion, profession, or political persuasion, almost everyone seems willing to compromise for a price. Honesty and integrity mean little to many people, from our nation's leaders to those who work a typical 9-to-5 job. You remember back in the early 1990s, the first President Bush got elected on read my lips, no new taxes, and what happened? New taxes, and he lost his election. And so, my friend, we understand that men lack integrity, and people sometimes hold Christians especially to a higher degree of expectancy in the areas of integrity. Now, as Christians, we must stand out and be different from the world in this regard, no matter what our status or profession. Friend, we must refuse to put a price on our integrity, our character, and our conviction, and instead do what is right under every circumstance and at all times. Now, you ever think of Job? I believe Job purposed that he would never put a price on his integrity. And that speaks to us. He told his friends, as long as God gave him his breath, his lips would not speak wickedness and his tongue would not utter deceit, even in the situation he was in. That's a commitment, friend. Job kept his vow before the Lord the rest of his life. Yet, what we see that stands out is that he purposed to do right at all costs. That's what a dedicated Christian does. That's what a Christian that is godly will do. He will purpose to do right at all costs. That's integrity. And unfortunately, that's more than we can say for most preachers, let alone Christians in the pews today. We must be different, even if the majority of Christians seem that way, as there were 400 so-called prophets of God and just one Micaiah, who was the fundamentalist. Our fidelity to God and His Word, our moral purity, and our ethical principles must never, never, never be for sale. God promises to reward the upright, those who remain true and faithful to Him, no matter what the cost. Oh, my friend, may it be able to be said of you before God, he or she was a man or a woman of integrity. Christ came to his own, and his own received him not. Yet John 3:17 says this, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Even though his own mistreated him, he still paid the penalty for sin. David had played the harp to chase away those evil spirits for King Saul. He killed the giant to deliver him from capture and defeat. And he had avenged Saul on the Philistine. My friend, Saul has the "what have you done for me lately" attitude. You know, people get saved, family saved, and boy, we rejoice. But later, we don't like some piddly nothing thing that does not have anything to do with doctrine or immorality. And so, all of a sudden, these devils are given place in us, whether it's wrath or lying or anger or jealousy or what have you. And we break the fellowship of the family of God.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.